Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Together are better than one in rainy or sunny weather. The outlook can't be a glum one when there's someone who cares. Just when you're sinking without a straw inside, someone starts thinking and everything's all right. Birds of a feather can never be shown that living alone is fun when two hearts are better than one. Together are better than one in rainy or sunny weather. The outlook can't be a glum one when there's someone who cares. Rain in the doorway can have its sunny side when someone goes your way and her umbrella's wide. Birds of a feather can never be shown that living alone is fun when two hearts are better than one. One, that is.
Frank Sinatra starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. He brought us Two Hearts Are Better Than One, which was written by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer. He recorded that in 1946, accompanied by the orchestra led by Axel Stordahl. And this morning's show, well, started off by Frank Sinatra, and we have some other fine singers for you this morning, along with some smaller groups and some big bands. So lots of music from the days gone by. I think we are covering from the 1930s through to the 1960s this morning. Our next recording is from 1954, and that's from the band led by Woody Herman. The song was also written by Woody Herman along with band member Ralph Burns, and it's called Autobahn Blues. Then to 1960, to a song written by a very successful and gifted songwriting team, Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner. Well, they wrote the scores to many, many musicals, and one of those was the 1960 musical Camelot, about the court of King Arthur. One of the songs from that show was called Follow Me, and it's going to be brought to us this morning by Chris Connor. She's a lady with a beautiful voice. Following Chris and Follow Me, we'll hear from Victor Moan. Well, he's no stranger to the show, and Rightly so, with that beautiful voice. This is from 1958, and I think you've heard this one before. Very famous standard called As Time Goes By. And it was written by Herman Hupfeld. And we'll start with Woody Herman and Autobahn Blues.
Out of time out of sight. In between earth and sea we shall fly. Dry the rain, warm the snow, where the winds never go. Follow me, follow me, follow me. To a cave by a sapphire shore, where we'll walk through an emerald door. Of breathless evermores, my life you shall be. Only you, only I.
Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh, fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Thank you.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
You've just been listening to Vic Damone with the wonderful standard As Time Goes By. Vic recorded that in 1958. Before that, Chris Connor brought us Follow Me from the 1960 musical Camelot by Lerner and Lowe. And we started out with Autobahn Blues, Woody Herman and his orchestra. And that was from 1954. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've got some lovely singers for you this morning and some very fine musicians. And coming up next is Tony Martin. Well, he was a very famous crooner around this time. We'll hear him from 1936 with a song called When Did You Leave Heaven? And that was featured in the musical Sing, Baby, Sing, where it was performed by Tony Martin himself. Written by Walter Bullock and Richard Whiting. And we'll go then to the following year to one of the great stars of the Fox musicals in that decade. And that was Alice Faye. She had started out in the chorus line and very quickly made it to front of stage. And appeared in many of the Fox musicals of the decade. This musical is called Wake Up and Live, and the song was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revell. Alice will bring us Never in a Million Years. And following Alice, we'll go to 1943 to one of our small groups, Boile Bill Davidson and his Commodores. For the Commodore label, this was recorded then. The song is called Panama. It was written by William Tyers. And Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores consisted of Wild Bill, of course, on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, George Brunies on trombone, piano from Gene Schroeder, the ever-present Eddie Condon on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and the wonderful George Wetling on drums. And they will bring us, as I said, Panama from 1943. And we'll start with Tony Martin from 1936. When did you leave heaven?
I used to dream about angels, but then I never knew I'd ever meet one, and such a sweet one, till I met you. When did you leave heaven? How could they let you go? How's everything in heaven? I'd like to know. Why did you trade heaven for all these earthly things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you park your wings? Have they missed you? Can you get back in? If I kissed you, would it be a sin? I am only human, that you go. How's everything in heaven? Oh yes, I'd like to know. Why did you trade heaven for all these earthly things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you park your wings? Have they missed you, my dear? Can you get back in? If I kiss you, my dear, would it be a sin? I am only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven, angel mine?
Another you, I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surpassed. And darling, for a million June, this love of ours will last. There would be no world if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime, someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? Never in a million years.
You just heard Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores from 1943 with the song Panama. Before that, we heard from Alice Faye from 1937, song from the musical Wake Up and Live, written by Matt Gordon and Harry Revell, Never in a Million Years. And we started out with Tony Martin from 1936, When Did You Leave Heaven?
Proudly listener-supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Advertising on CHUO means reaching out to all communities. Find out more by sending an email to advertising@chuo.fm.
Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
It's fundraising time once again, and we are celebrating 30 years on the FM dial. This year, we're aiming to raise $30,000. 30 for 30. That's the theme this year. Check out this testimonial from one of our amazing volunteers.
Hello, my name is Randy McElligott, host of In Transition, a weekly jazz show that I've been hosting for almost 33 years at CHUO FM. I'm trying to reach people around the world who want to broaden their musical horizons while at the same time exploring some of the other great programming at the station. One thing I do is when I meet people, I always make a point of telling them about CHUO and pointing them to some of the shows that we broadcast. What I want to share with the community is not only my love of music, but how important it is that we all get together and share in a common interest. My belief is that CHUO is that interest.
30 for 30. Support community radio and check out CHUO.fm to click on the GoFundMe link today.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to a selection of songs from the 1920s through to the 1960s. Original recordings from days gone by. You hear them on CHUO every Sunday morning, and it's wonderful to be able to share these classics with you. Our next song is from 1956, brought to us by a superb jazz singer called Anita O'Day. The song is written by Irving Berlin and was featured in a musical, I believe, starring Fred Astaire way back in the 30s. It's called Let's Face the Music and Dance, and that's from Anita O'Day. We'll go back next to 1944 to a group led by trumpeter Sidney de Paris, called Sidney de Paris and his Blue Note Jazz Men. The song, I think you've heard this one before too, this one is called Everybody Loves My Baby. It was written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. Joining Sidney on trumpet are Edmund Hall on clarinet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, the one and only James P. Johnson on piano, guitar from Jimmy Shirley, John Simmons on bass, and Big Sid Catlett is bringing us the drums. And then we're going to go right back to 1929. This is a song that really belongs more in the winter, but I thought it was... I love this song, so I thought let's hear it again. It's called Button Up Your Overcoat, and it's written by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. It was featured in the musical comedy Follow Through, and that was in 1929. And we'll hear it from the lady who sang it in that musical, and that is Ruth Etting. And that's Button Up Your Overcoat. And we'll start with Anita O'Day from 1956. Let's Face the Music and Dance.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight, music, love, and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. The moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and thank you.
You just heard Ruth Etting from 1929 with the classic Button Up Your Overcoat. Well, that was featured in the musical Follow Through of the same year. Sidney de Paris and his Blue Note Jasmine brought us Everybody Loves My Baby from 1944. And we started out with the lovely Anita O'Day and Irving Berlin's Let's Face the Music and Dance. And this is I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've been bringing you songs from the 1920s through to 1960. Songs from days long ago and original recordings. And I'm always amazed at the quality of these recordings. Some of them, well, they're going back almost 100 years. And we'll hear another one in our next set. But first, we're going to go to 1942 to singer Margaret Whiting. Now, we've heard a song from her father's pen, and we're going to hear another song from her father's pen, and he was Richard Whiting, the songwriter. Margaret is going to join us with a beautiful ballad, and I think Margaret does a particularly fine version of this one. It's called My Ideal, written, as I mentioned, by her father, Richard Whiting, and also by Newell Chase and Leo Robin. And then, as I mentioned, we're going to go back to 1926. And this is actually October the 15th of that year, recorded in New York by an orchestra led by Gene Goldkette. And featured in the orchestra, perhaps one of his more famous members, is Bix Beiderbecke, wonderful cornetist and trumpeter. The song, it's got quite a song list here. I think it was one of the first of the songs written by Julie Stein, who, of course, went on to have a long and wonderful career. Joining Julie Stein were Ned Miller, Chester Cohn, and Bernie Kruger. And that's the song is called Sunday, very apt to the day, from 1926. And then we'll go to 1945 to another small group, and this is the quintet led by drummer J.C. Hurd. The song is called What's the Use, and it was written by Charles Newman and Isham Jones. Buck, of course, a wonderful trumpeter. He's joined by Flip Phillips, equally wonderful tenor sax player, and Johnny Guarnieri, one of my favorite pianists. J.C. Hurd is on the drums, and Milt Hinton is on the bass. And that will be What's the Use from the J.C. Hurd Quintet. We'll start. Next up, Margaret Whiting, 1942, My Ideal.
Thank you.
You just heard the J.C. Hurd Quintet from 1945 with the song What's the Use? Before that, we went back to 1926. Gene Coldcat and his orchestra with the cornet of Bix Beiderbecke on the tune Sunday. And we started out with Margaret Whiting, a composition of her father's, Richard Whiting, My Ideal from 1942. And we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our visit back in time and listening to some of the wonderful music from the 20s to the 1960s. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with some wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more song for you this morning.
Bobby Hackett. And we're going to go back to his solo sessions for the Capitol label, this time in 1958. And Bobby is going to bring us a very famous number that went on to become a jazz standard, written by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn, and it's called I'll See You in My Dreams.